Yeah, Sunraces Triple M. Always a great pleasure to catch up with this man. He's been around the traps for many, many moons, and I've known him for many, many years. Enjoy catering, of course. Enjoy wine back in the day. And so many other projects he's had on the boil as well. But right now it's all about Mildura Street Food. Brett Robbo Robinson, very good morning to you, Brett. How are you?
I'm fantastic, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for joining us. And obviously it's been a difficult time for so many in hospitality when it comes to COVID-19, coronavirus, with the restrictions and so many other things coming into play. So if you've decided to start up this Mildura Street Food, what can you tell us about it, Robbo?
Look, mate, it's a brainchild of obviously not being able to open up one of my cafes pre-COVID. So the last 6 months has been tough for everybody. So been in the catering game for quite a few years and having a few catering vans out at the old man's farm. So we put them all together and come up with a concept called Mildura Street Food in conjunction with other local businesses. I know Fossey's been a big part of that, and in recent times we've enjoyed having the two chefs there with Glenn and Sarah as well. So yeah, it's been fantastic.
That's terrific, and obviously well supported ever since you opened, which is terrific. Now it's at the old Stewart and Harrison Holden on Deakin, isn't it?
Yeah, right next to Beds R Us, about 38 Deakin Avenue.
Rightio. So what can you tell us about the Mildura Street Food? What sort of things are available? Well, tell us what's on the menu this week.
Well, most weeks we start off with a Mexican cuisine. The most popular dishes there are the quesadillas and the tacos, of course, the traditional stuff.
Yumbo.
Also, we have an Argentine char grill. This week it'll be a pork tenderloins and an Indian-infused marinated chickens. That goes quite well with chips and salad. Also, mate, we have a smoker there from the guys, Steve Milverton from Big Bites Catering. He does smoked meats each week of brisket and pulled pork.
Yumbo.
And last but not least, we also have baked spuds. So there's about six or seven different types there, ranging from the Australian Dundee, which is the pineapple, bacon, and onion.
No, oh, stop it.
And my favourite, the Texas Ranger, again with the pork coleslaw and a beautiful barbecue smoke sauce.
Sounds absolutely amazing. Obviously, with the COVID-safe plan, because all businesses need to have a COVID-safe plan. So obviously, with the social distancing and all those sort of things that come into play. But what days do you operate? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, isn't it?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting from 5, we try and capture that little bit of market when people are leaving work and before they reach their homes. Then we go to about 8:30 at night. The real busy times for us is like most people, about 6 to 7 o'clock. So if you get in early or come a bit later, it'll be a lot easier. But yeah, it's all based on the weather, Matt, man. The weather's been a little bit windy and wet the last couple of weekends. We're really looking forward to this weekend. The weather's going to be fantastic.
It certainly is. So keep it in mind, Mildura Street Food, 38 Deakin Avenue. It's the old Stewart and Harrison, where the old Stewart and Harrison Holden used to be. Cruise down there and obviously get around this great man. He's obviously supported the community in many ways over the years. Brett Robbo Robinson, the Mildura Street Food. Mate, I love the initiative and I think it's a fantastic idea, great concept. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I appreciate your time, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Brett Robbo Robinson, Triple M.